Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Minocqua man arrested after the Cold Justice TV show team joined local investigators concerning a death 36 years ago has entered a not guilty plea. 69-year-old Robin Mendez entered the plea Thursday in Oneida County Court. The investigative team from the Oxygen Channel program was instrumental in the arrest. Cold Justice investigates cold cases across the U.S., and the program shows their methods of looking at evidence again to try to find the person responsible. Many of the cases are decades old, like the Minocqua homicide. After Mendez's arrest in February, Oneida County Sheriff Grady Hartman said the Cold Justice team brought fresh eyes and more resources to the table. Hartman says they re-interviewed a number of witnesses and evidence. After the new research was put together, it was given to District Attorney Michael Sheik, who approved the filing of charges against Mendez. A cash bond of $250,000 was continued. His next court appearance will be in June. Meanwhile, a detective sergeant with the Taylor County Sheriff's Office could face 18 months in prison if convicted of felony charges being pursued by a Wisconsin attorney general. Sergeant Stephen Bowers is in trouble for releasing confidential police records to the producers of Cold Justice, which are related to two unsolved murders. Bowers will be facing felony charges of misconduct in public office during a public hearing on Friday. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council calls the state charge a huge overreaction. And the scene of a murder in Tomahawk is now set to be demolished. Logan Wenger has more.
Family and friends of Rochelle Anderson were able to contact the owner of the property of the former Zephyr Fuel and Convenience Store and convince them to tear down the building. Anderson was murdered there back in 2008. The news was announced at Tomahawk's Health and Safety Committee on Tuesday night. Derek Domke was convicted of first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime in Anderson's death and was sentenced to life in prison in 2009. He will be eligible for parole in 2053. Logan Wenger, WXPR News.
And it may be too early for a clear answer, but it appears the walleye population in the Minocqua Chain of Lakes is on the rebound. That's the message from the DNR Region Program Manager Mike Vogelsang and Headwaters Basin Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow Representative Greg Walker that they gave to the Minocqua Town Board this week. The rebound of the walleye population on the Seven Lake chain is thanks to the stocking of extended growth walleye fingerlings and a no-bag walleye restriction for anglers and tribal fishers placed 3 years ago by the DNR and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Mike Vogelsang outlines what the partners hope to accomplish with the remediation plan.
Right now our goal with this project is to get 3 walleye per acre, which is still lower than what this chain produced back in the heyday. 15 to 20 years ago and earlier, we were seeing 4 to almost 6 adults per acre on the chain, so we're not even a fraction of what this chain used to be.
Vogelsang says special state funding through the Wisconsin Walleye Initiative helped them stock larger walleye fingerlings in the chain's 3 largest lakes. Greg Walker says those seeking walleye in the chain need to be patient for a couple more years as natural reproduction hopefully takes hold.
Fishermen come here or whatever, but I just want to remind everybody 3 years ago that you could have gone out there and fished till you're blue in the face and you'd have been lucky to find a walleye. So we're hoping that we can get to a point where people can actually go out and catch some fish, maybe not keep them all, but have an experience all there that makes sense.
Vogelsang says they're putting 36,000 extended growth fingerlings in Tomahawk 1 year and 24,000 in Minocqua and Cahuagasauga the next. And the Northwoods Transit Connections will be debuting 3 new buses after getting approval for a loan and substantial contributions from local groups. Oneida and Vilas County's Transit Commission Chairperson Irv Teichmiller says they were approved for a short-term loan from People's Bank in Rhinelander.
All of the buses we have are old. They have high mileage. They, for the most part, all have, over the course of their lifetime, 5 to 10 years have sat outside, so they've suffered from the elements, and they've caused us a lot of expense in repairs, breakdowns.
Teichmiller says the 3 new buses will allow the commission to retire the most worn-down buses from the fleet. He says 3 groups contributed $15,000 each toward the bus purchases. He says the River Valley Bank Foundation in Minocqua, St. Matthias Thrift Shop, and Vilas County Commission on Aging had some trust fund transportation monies that were transferred over to the commission. Teichmiller says the buses should be on the road within a week. The weather forecast for tonight, some patchy fog, otherwise clear, low 21. Friday, sunny, high 53. Saturday, sunny, high 53. Sunday, sunny, high 55. Monday, sunny, high 56. Tuesday, high 55. First chance of rain. Rain appears to be Tuesday night. That's the news. Call in your pledge of support for the news or perhaps for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR at 715-362-6000 or online at WXPR.org. I'm Ken Kroll.